Today's episode is from something I wrote back in December of 2021, but it's very true for what's going on in my life now and these days. It's titled, Lord, Surprise Me. Sometimes it can be hard to pray a prayer of this nature. Praying like this forces us to give over the reins of our lives to Christ. We have to give over control and allow for God's timing, and that is not part of human nature. Praying like this shows a genuine desire to allow God to do something incredible, unimaginable, and unprecedented, something that goes beyond our human plans for our lives. Something only our Heavenly Father can bring into existence. He is the author of our lives. He knew us from the beginning. He knows our every move we make, every thought we think, and every desire of our hearts. When we pray in this way, it allows the Holy Spirit to work in our lives in the ways He sees. Lord, surprise me. This is known as a Genesis prayer. A Genesis prayer is the first and most powerful prayer in the Bible. This prayer is one of the sources of untold riches. These prayers force us to let go of what we think we need and our desires to allow God to work in our lives. This is also known as walking in the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit, we allow God full control over our lives. We allow Him to work all for His glory. While walking in the Spirit can feel like we have lost control, and others from the outside looking in may call us crazy. This is the perfect example of letting go and letting God. God doesn't want us to walk this life alone. He's always there for us. However, there are some things God will only do in response to prayer. In the book of James, it states, "You do not have because you do not ask." It's really that simple. God wants us to have open communication and ongoing conversations with Him. Pretty simple, right? Many prayers go unanswered because they go unasked. The one thing we know for certain is the more we pray, the more we will experience holy surprises. If we follow Jesus, our lives will never be boring. God always has a holy surprise up His sovereign sleeves just for us. All we have to do is pray. Lord, surprise me. His plans go way beyond anything we can imagine. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking. He will open the doors and show you the plans from the stones rolled away.